Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back. This is Tom Hauser, chief political reporter for 5 Eyewitness News, sitting in for Vanita today. And joining me now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Brad Finstead, fresh off a primary victory down in the 1st Congressional District in a special election for the seat previously held by the late Jim Hagedorn. Brad, great for you of you to join us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I caught a couple hours of sleep here. That was new to me for the last few days, and ready to get moving here. But yeah, I really appreciate you giving me some time this morning.
Well, I bet. And Brad, it's amazing how the number of issues in this campaign, these midterm elections, are piling up. Now we have gun control, we have abortion, we have inflation, we have the economy, we have COVID, we have the overall crime and public safety issue. Let's go through a few of these, and let's start with gun control, because I know that is on the top of mind for many people. On your website, it says Brad Finstead firmly supports Americans' Second Amendment rights and will strongly defend them in Congress. He will oppose any liberal efforts to restrict your access to guns. Tell me a little bit about your position, and are you willing to consider anything in terms of some gun control in the wake of this latest school shooting?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, let's not get right into the politics and just go over the humanity of what's going on here or the lack thereof. And in this country right now, we have hurting people. I mean, we have families right now that are just struggling to try to figure out what is going on. And just a horrific injustice done at the hands of folks that that need help also. And so from a Second Amendment conversation, we have to restore some common sense in this. And I think as much as possible, and I know this is really hard right now because the emotions are so raw, and they should be for so many, but we do as a country have to have a conversation about, listen, we have a lot of gun laws on the book right now. And the last time I checked, if the bad guys out there want to get a gun, they're going to get it no matter what. No matter how many laws that we have out there, they're going to find it. And unfortunately, evil exists. And there will be folks that will do the worst of the worst, whether we have 10 laws or 10,000 laws. So I think as a country, we need to really focus on, all right, what's behind the gun on this? Who are these people that are committing these crimes? Where are they at in life? What have we missed there? Is there a discussion that needs to be amplified in regards to mental health and to, into the concern of, what pushes a person to get to this point to devalue or dehumanize our neighbors to the point where they could pull a trigger? To me, it defies, what most of us can understand. So that conversation has to happen.
Now,
we also have to acknowledge the fact that, a lot of these things are happening. We've seen a few of them happen at schools where these children become almost sitting ducks. And it just, as a father of 7, I mean, it couldn't make me more angry and upset. And, as a country, maybe we have to have that conversation about what are we doing from a security standpoint at our schools?
Well, so maybe there is no number of laws that can stop all school shootings, but there are those who believe some, and use the term common sense how you will, some things that could be done, like universal background checks for gun sales. Politico and the Morning Consult have a poll out this morning. 88% of Americans strongly or somewhat support that idea. 75% support creating a national database with information about each gun sale. 67% favor banning assault-style weapons. Are any of these things that you would consider?
I would just tell you this, that as a legislator, when I served in Minnesota, and what I would plan on doing serving my neighbors from southern Minnesota is I am very conscious of the fact that I have two ears and one mouth. And I think being able to listen and have conversations with folks and understand policy at a deeper level is something I'm committed to. So having conversations clearly is how I'm styled to legislate and styled to work. But I mean, I will tell you again, southern Minnesota farm boy common sense tells me if we have some robust universal background check, guess what? I'm a bad guy figuring out how to do bad things. I'm not going to say, oh, wait a minute, I need to do this universal background check here before I go steal this gun so I can go commit this crime. The fact of the matter, that's just not reality. The reality is something is triggering these folks to make very bad decisions, and we need to have that conversation. I think the simplest, we sometimes in politics get so emotional and try to simplify things to the least hard to solve problem. And in this case, you know, mental health and some of these other issues are really tough things to understand, to get our hands around, but we have to we owe it to our kids and future generations to get better at this.
Let's talk about another non-controversial issue, abortion. How big of an issue is that going to be in the first congressional district and across the state of Minnesota and the country, for that matter? A lot of people think it's going to bring a lot of Democratic voters out. You are anti-abortion. Do you think it's going to bring a lot of people out on your side of the issue?
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. We have one of the strongest pro-life generations coming up here in the ranks, and that's because we have folks that understand science and technology, and they, you know, with the days of the pro-choice argument being that this is a clump of cells and it's not life, that debate is over. We know there's a heartbeat. We know there's life. And my wife and I devoted our life to the pro-life cause. You know, I'm not going to waver on this issue. And I will tell you what, my friends and family and the generations of my family that have lived, worked, and played in southern Minnesota, we're well connected to southern Minnesota's feeling on this issue, and we have a very strong pro-life district. But I will tell you that, furthermore, again, it goes down that line of conversation of civility and compassion. And we are trying to put our politics and our country in such an emotionally charged world right now. And I feel like it's really just, you know, we're kind of at a turning point of this country that if we let emotions take over on every one of these fronts, I mean, you've just named two of them, and I'm sure you're going to give me two or three more that's really going to you know, try to emotionally trigger folks into making, you know, gut reactions versus well thought out public policy issues or discussions or decisions based on civility.
And we have just 30 seconds left, so I'll just give you one more issue. Inflation, the economy, gas prices. I know that's three issues, but they're all kind of intertwined. What answers do you have for any of those things? A lot of people try to blame the president, but what's your solution to any of these things?
Sure. Yeah, well, there's a series of things, but in 30 seconds, I will just tell you that we have to become more of an America First economy again. We have to make sure that we're producing our energy right here. That creates opportunities for our economy. We have to stop spending money we don't have. The answer cannot be spend our way out of this inflation because it'll just make it worse. And again, we're gonna hurt. Stop spending money we don't have. The answer cannot be spend our way out of this inflation because it'll just make it worse. And again, we're gonna hurt our kids and our grandkids and the next generation. So, but it's real. I mean, it is real, and we're seeing it in family pocketbooks all over southern Minnesota. It's hard to believe we live in a country with 450 gas, and just you can go down the list.
Will being a Donald Trump supporter help or hurt you in this election?
Well, President Trump won the southern part of the state, CD1, by plus 10. I am very proud of the work that I was able to do leading the USDA's Office of Rural Development for President Trump. And again, I'm focusing on the results, not the rhetoric, but the results.
Was the election
done, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Was the election stolen, or was Joe Biden legally elected president?
Joe Biden's our president, and he's the worst president we've seen in our lifetime. And from an election integrity standpoint, we have to do better to make sure that we are keeping our elections sacred and secure, and that they're best run at the township, city, county, and state level. We don't want the federal government involved in this.
All right. He is Brad Finstead, a former state legislator. He won the GOP special election in District 1, the primary. There will be another general election after that. It gets very convoluted down there, Brad. Best of luck to you. And we want to mention to our listeners, we did have Jay Ettinger on yesterday, the DFL endorsed candidate who won the primary there. So that will be a hotly contested race. We'll, of course, be covering it here on WCCO Radio and over on 5 Eyewitness News. Thank you again to Brad Finstead. This is Tom Hauser. The WCCO Morning News continues after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.